think that's Melissa now. Melissa, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, great. Mayor, we have all the members on.
Call this meeting to order. I'm sorry, let's take our attendance.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I'll start roll call. Mayor Spano? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry. Mayor Spano is here. Peter Kishak?
Here.
Cecile Singer?
Here.
Wilson Kimball?
Here.
Melissa Nassarino?
Here.
Henry Jumbalai?
Henry was on.
Who's on?
Henry, he was on.
I am on, right? I'm still on.
Oh, okay, there you go. Thank you. And Roberto Espiritu.
Here.
Okay. Thank you. We have a roll call, Mayor. I'm sorry. We have a quorum. Excuse me.
Thank you, Mary. Item 2, I don't have my agenda in front of me on the screen. We're looking at the minutes from the previous meeting. Does everyone have their minutes in front of them? Anybody have any questions to those minutes? If you have questions, I ask someone to make a motion that we accept the minutes.
So moved. Their acceptance.
Second, this is Wilson.
Who accepted it? Who opened?
Cecile moved it, and I accepted it.
Motion was made by Cecile Singer, seconded by Wilson Kimball. All in favor to accept the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I missed pass. Mary, let's go through the financials.
Yes. For the month of May, we received no agency fees. Our cash on hand as of May 31st is $4.3 million, and we have our accountant on the line if anyone has any questions.
Okay, we have the accountant on the line. Everyone has financials. Are there any questions? There are no questions. Somebody want to make a motion? We accept the financials.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Jack makes a motion.
So the motion was made by Henry, seconded by Pete. To accept the financials. All in favor?
Aye.
Any negative? Hearing no negatives, final items are passed. All right, Jamie McKill.
The first resolution is a resolution authorizing the establishment, funding, and administration of the State Disaster Emergency Loan and Grant Program. We have Mike Curdy on the line, our counsel, to discuss the legislation and the program.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon, Mayor, and also members of the board. I'm going to present to you this resolution, which would establish the State Disaster Emergency Loan and Grant Program, and I'll give a brief overview of the program. The program aims to ensure the short-term viability of both small businesses and not-for-profit corporations by allowing YIDA to provide grants to small businesses and small not-for-profit corporations, and also make loans through the administration of a state emergency disaster loan program to small businesses and small not-for-profits. To qualify for either the grant or the loan, the eligible entity has to establish that, number one, they were financially viable prior to March 7, 2020, which is the date that Governor Cuomo signed Executive Order 202 declaring a disaster emergency as a result of the pandemic. Second, that it conducts business in the area served by YIDA, which would be the city of Yonkers. Number three, that it has been negatively impacted by COVID-19 insofar as its business operations are concerned. And also that the not-for-profit or the small business has less than 51 employees. So it's either 50 or less. In terms of the grant program, YIDA may provide grants to small businesses and not-for-profit corporations in an amount not to exceed $10,000. However, the use of those funds are limited to purchasing personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, or installing equipment necessary to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The grants obviously do not have to be repaid. However, there is a requirement for us to recapture the money in the event that the grant awardee does not use the monies in accordance with the requirements of the statute, which is to either buy PPE or also to install equipment necessary to prevent COVID-19. The other program is the State Disaster Emergency Loan Program, and YIDA, through the administration of the loan program and throughout the period in which the state emergency declaration is in effect, that means that however long Governor Cuomo's emergency declaration remains from March 7, 2020, we can provide loans to small businesses and not-for-profits in an amount not to exceed $25,000. The businesses and not-for-profits have a lot more flexibility insofar as what they can do with those loan proceeds. They're not as restricted as those awardees of the grant program. We will not charge interest as with regard to the loans, and all interest in any event would be exempt from state taxation, but we do have to advise all applicants that they may be subject to federal taxation as a result of receiving these funds. The loans are not required to be repaid during what's known as the grace period in the statute, and that's 60 days following the end of the state emergency declaration. So, for example, if the governor's state emergency declaration ends at the end of this calendar year, no repayment has to be made until 60 days following the end of that date. Thereafter, once the grace period ends, the money has to be repaid in full within 1 year. There can be no fee or pre-penalty payment for the loan, and again, as I mentioned before, there will be no interest that will be charged on the principal amount. When reviewing the application, the board will have to review all the applications that are brought before them, whether it's for the grant or the loan program, but specifically with regard to the loan program, you will have to determine the credit worthiness of the applicants prior to March 7, 2020. You will have to determine the negative impact the shutdown has had on their operations and finances. You can consider how they plan to use the funds, the ties that they have to the city of Yonkers, and the impact they have on the city of Yonkers, and assurance that efforts will be made to retain jobs, as well as other sources of funding available, meaning did they receive an EIDPL loan or some other relief through the PPP or Payment Protection Act that was passed by Congress a couple of months ago. I'll also note that small businesses and small not-for-profits that are located in highly distressed areas will receive a priority, and highly distressed areas are one of can follow into three categories. The first is areas of high unemployment, areas of high poverty, or areas that were previously designated as empire zones. And not only is it those census tracts that fall within those guidelines, but also those census tracts that are contiguous to those census tracts that fall under one of those three categories. We do provide for some risk factors and things for the board to consider as part of the loan program. For example, minimum credit scores, for example, in representations that there have been no liens or tax judgments in the previous 3 years. All those are meant to ensure that those awardees have adequate credit so that they can pay back the loan. However, we didn't make a provision that the board can waive any one of those requirements in its business judgment upon, you know, proper proof. So, if someone were to provide evidence that there may have been some things in their past that harmed their credit number, but since that time they've engaged in business and they've been profitable, that's something that the board can consider and can override one of those risk factors. The resolution also provides that we can work with a financial consultant to assist in determining the credit worthiness of all of the applicants, and there are a couple of paragraphs within the resolution that allow the agency to engage in such a procurement, of course, subject to the final approval of the board.
Okay.
If there's any questions, I'm happy to entertain them.
Okay, any questions for Michael? Michael, that was very thorough, by the way. Thank you. Also,
thank you.
Special thanks to Jim Cavanaugh and to Jamie, to Wilson Kimball and to Al Labano and the team for putting this together. This is going to be a big help for the community. You guys did a great job. Thank you. Are there any questions?
No, I'll make a motion,
no,
Mayor.
Wilson Kimball's made a motion, seconded by
Pete Kishchak.
Pete Kishchak, Pete. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No negatives? No negatives? The item is passed. All right, Jamie.
Great. The next resolution is a resolution authorizing the agency to adopt a social media policy.
Michael Purdy, Harris Beach. Good afternoon again, Mayor and members of the board. What's before you is a resolution adopting a social media policy for the agency. The attached proposed policy is the policy that has been implemented by the City of Yonkers Human Resources Department, and we thought that that was a good model for us to use. Of course, we'll make changes to the policy itself so that it fits in our personnel policy handbook, and any references therein to the city will be references to the agency. We believe that it's important to pass this policy so that we set certain parameters. Social media is a very important tool for the agency to advertise its capabilities, but we want to make sure that all commentary is authorized, and also to avoid personal use of social media utilizing agency equipment.
Okay.
Are there any questions? I think it's pretty straightforward. We haven't had a policy. We wanted to make sure we put one in the city, and it was thought appropriate that we do one on the IDA. If there are no questions, somebody want to make a motion?
I so move. Cecile Singer.
Cecile's motion, seconded by Wilson Kimball. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any negatives? I was bad.
We have no further resolutions. If there are any legal updates?
No legal updates at this time.
Is there any other business? All right, since there's no other business, I need someone to make a motion that we adjourn.
I will.
I'll second
Wilson.
It.
Seconded by Melissa.
Seconded by Melissa Nassarino. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any negatives? No negatives. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Mayor.
So
we're gonna roll right into the YDC meeting. Henry and Roberto can leave the call if they'd like.
Bye bye.
Take care, guys.
Bye, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Henry. Hello.
Hi, we have everyone here. We can start the YADC meeting.
I'm still here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Roll call.
Yes. Mayor Steno?
Here.
Peter Kishchak?
Here.
Cecile Singer?
Here.
Wilson Kimball?
Here.
And Melissa Nassarino?
Here.
Mayor, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Mary. We have the minutes for the meeting that the previous meeting has. Are there any questions about those minutes? If there are none, I ask somebody to make a motion. We accept them. Still think it's made a motion to accept the minutes and seconded by Pete. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any negatives? Hearing none, the item is passed. Mary, we have the financials next.
Yes. For the month of May, we received no corporation fees. Our cash on hand as of May 31st is $3.3 million, and we have our accountant on the line if anyone has any questions.
Great. We have the accountant on the line. Are there any questions for the accountant? Hearing no questions, if someone would like to make a motion, we accept the financials. Pete has made a motion to accept the financials, seconded by Cecile. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any negatives? Hearing none, items have passed. Okay, Jamie McGill.
Okay, the first resolution is authorizing the distribution of funds for the Grayson Rangers in the amount of $12,000. We do have Mike Hurdy, counsel, here to discuss the resolution. As well, we have Dale Mogis from the Grayson Foundation, if there are any specific questions for the program.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the board. What's before you is a resolution authorizing the distribution of $12,000 for the benefit of the Grayson Foundation for a dedicated crew. Consisting of an apprentice and lead ranger to provide litter cleanup in the areas surrounding the Salmon River Parkway on an off-ramps for a 12-month period. You may recall that this resolution was adopted last year in July, Resolution 7-2019-14, and it has been a very successful project. I'll also note that this area is in close proximity to an existing corporation project located at the park ledge. So we are making a recommendation that the program continues, and if the representative from Greystone wants to add anything, feel free at this time.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me on this call. I did want to provide a fabulous success story that we just were made aware of because of this program that you have supported. We have Linwood Lockley, who came on board as a ranger apprentice who served 25 to life sentence, was released last year, came to Grayson, got trained, and started working immediately in January. He was laid off as soon as COVID happened, unfortunately, and he began working recently at Trade Source as a laborer. He is making, as a truck driver, $35 an hour. And when he works on a DOT contract, he makes $75 an hour. All because we have this program in place where individuals who have been recently released from incarceration can find immediate training and on-the-job training and then immediate job placement afterwards. So we thank you so much for your support. This program has been tremendous.
Thank you for that, and those words are wonderful, and it's great to hear all the good things that are happening. We only hear wonderful things, and so to continue to encourage you and to offer this program, the dollars that this agency can put forth is certainly something that we can all do. People deserve a second chance, and this plan provides that. So thank you. Are there any questions by any of the board members?
No.
There are no questions. Somebody want to make a motion?
Yes, Mayor. It's Wilson. I will.
Wilson Kimball's made a motion.
Pete Kishak, by Pete.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any negatives? Hearing none, the item is passed. Okay, Jamie.
Next resolution is a resolution authorizing Sarah Lawrence College a bond issuance in the amount of $40 million. We have Mike Curdy here as transaction counsel and also Stephen Schaefer from Sarah Lawrence College.
Good afternoon again, Mayor and members of the board. What's before you is a resolution authorizing the corporation to issue $40 million worth of taxable revenue bonds for the Sarah Lawrence College Project Series 2020A. These $40 million worth of bonds would be for the benefit of the school and for doing a number of things. First, to refund all or a portion of the outstanding Westchester County Local Development Corporation $5 million revenue bond Series B, which were federally taxable.
Second, to finance or refinance certain working capital expenditures of the school in the amount of approximately $10 million to reduce the school's regular reliance on its existing $15 million line of credit, approximately $10 million to provide liquidity for school programming during the COVID-19 pandemic, and approximately $15 million in programmatic investments for new programming as a result of the restrictions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. I will note that the bonds are taxable. It's a little bit different than the last series of bonds that you approved last year, which were primarily tax exempt. The interest incurred with regard to these bonds will not be exempt from federal gross income tax. And for that reason, that's one of the reasons why we're not doing a public hearing and some of the other requirements that we normally undergo with regard to the tax exempt bonding don't apply in this case. I will note that the agency is also providing a benefit to the college by reducing the fee, the application fee, and also the issuer fee with regard to this, not the application fee, but the issuer fee in connection with this application. We are providing an issuer fee that is on par with that offered by the Westchester County Local Development Corporation. And I'm sure the corporation is extending this relief to the college to ensure its continued viability within the city. I'll turn it over to Mr. Schaefer if he has any other added comments with regard to the application that's before you.
Thank you so much. And I just want to open to, on behalf of the college, to thank the EDC for consideration of our application. I think as everyone knows, but it's just great to say that we've been a part of Yonkers for almost 100 years now. 2026 will mark our 100-year anniversary, something we're very much looking forward to. But our students continue to thrive and enjoy the participation they have in many programs with Yonkers Public Schools, the library, our program at CURB down on Alexander Street with BZAC, and countless more. We also want to thank for the, I would say, a quick turnaround and attention that this was given on our behalf, and also the consideration for reducing the fee. Mike, I think you put together really well the uses of the funds. I would comment a little bit on the strategic investment fund, that last part that you talked about for investment in new programs. Some of that investment will go to build a more robust learning management system that will support not just virtual learning, but even our in-person learning as it continues to happen on campus. But additional programs, both degree and certificate programs, in areas that the college is known nationally, where we have such a strong reputation, health science and society areas like health advocacy and human genetics. As many know, and we're always proud to say, we have the oldest and largest human genetics program in the country. But our programs in writing and our programs in film and media, where we're looking to launch an MFA, a Master's in Fine Arts in Film, and to develop partnerships, not just doing all these things on our own, but we know a lot of exciting things that are happening in the city of Yonkers that might be able to yield very successful partnerships for some of these particular programs. So we're really looking forward to those opportunities as well.
Just note also for the record that the fee that the agency will be receiving is $87,500.
I'll make a motion.
I have a question. I heard a rumor that
just state your because you can't just who is this? That's all. So that could,
this is Pete Kiszczak.
Oh, okay.
Kiszczak has a question. My question is, and correct me if I'm wrong. I heard a rumor that they're using their Bronxville address. Is that true? Administration.
Aye.
What I can clarify is that we don't have a choice. That is the address that we have to have as the address of record for mail to get to us. But we are very proud of our Yonkers relationship, and we highlight Yonkers in our public materials, and our investments and our partnerships are very well grounded with Yonkers entities. But that is there is that technicality, though.
Well, as someone who lives in Bronx myself, I know that you can't get away from having that Bronxville address, much as I try.
The PO is Bronxville, and there's not much we can do about that. All right. Any other questions? Any other questions? Does somebody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. It's Wilson.
Wilson's made a motion, seconded by
Melissa.
And Melissa's made the second the motion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any negatives? There are no negatives. The item is passed. Okay, Jamie.
Okay, our last resolution is a resolution authorizing entering into agreement with Timothy Haas & Associates, Inc. for the purposes of funding architectural services related to the potential project of the corporation at the Case Justice Center. We have Mike Curdy here for transaction.
Yes, good afternoon again, Mayor and members of the board. Before you is a resolution authorizing the corporation to enter into an agreement with Timothy Haas & Associates Architects for the development of a new Case parking garage. As you may know, and as discussed at previous corporation meetings, the city is interested in replacing the spaces that are located at Chicken Island and also improving the spaces that are located at the Case Justice Center prospectively as a result of the sale of the Chicken Island property to AMS Development. The city has asked the corporation to enter into the agreement on their behalf. The city has procured Timothy Haas in accordance with their procurement requirements, and those procurement requirements also meet the corporation's procurement requirements. We have negotiated a contract with Mr. Haas for an amount not to exceed $707,000. We've included a provision within the contract whereby if the proposed garage is less than 950 spaces, as previously provided for, there will be a credit of up to about $100,000, depending on the number of spaces that are designed. Again, the reason why the corporation is involved in this project is we intend on issuing the bonds that will be used to construct the project. So all of these activities will be in furtherance of our corporate purposes.
Okay. Are there any questions?
I'll make a motion.
Wilson's made a motion, seconded by Melissa.
Pete.
All in favor? Oh, seconded by Pete. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any negatives? Hearing none, the item is passed. Jamie?
There are no further resolutions. If there are any legal updates?
No legal updates at this time.
Thanks, Collie. Is there any other business?
There's no other business.
No business. Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Wilson.
I make a motion.
Wilson. Pete has made a motion. We adjourn. Seconded by Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any negatives? We adjourned.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Mary and Amy, great job.